One year ago, there were about four or five people who had partners who faced being sent back to their home countries. We all had individual campaigns, which was fantastic. You know, we were getting lots of support, lots of petitions, MPs involved, and so on. But we realised that we still weren't stopping our partners being sent back. We weren't stopping families being separated. We weren't stopping our human rights being just, you know, completely abused by this government. So we thought about what we could do, and we decided we'd be stronger together. We got ourselves together, and we set up Brides Without Borders. And basically, the two issues that we started campaigning over were that we wanted the Home Office to recognise our human rights to stay with the person that we choose to. You can't help who you fall in love with. You just meet someone. You should have the right to marry them if you wish. We don't want our families to be torn apart and sent to the other side of the world, to countries such as Iraq, Afghanistan, Congo, all over the place. We're told our partners can go back and get visas. We'll only be separated for a short while. We have no guarantee of that. We know of some people who have gone back to their home countries for visas and have not been allowed to return, and that amounts to a forced and indefinite separation. Also, what we want is the right to marry. Many people, I think that, you know, if you can get married to someone, that means they automatically have the right to stay in this country. And that's not the case. So we want to raise the issue that there are people, loads of people in this country. We've now got over 60 members, and those are just the couples that have faced being separated. We have many supporters across the UK now. We launched in October 2005 with a press conference in Liverpool that the media attended. And it grew massively, really quickly. The next week, we were having a protest outside the House of Commons and a meeting in the House of Commons with MPs, who then said they were going to go meet with Tony McNulty and raise our issue with him. People came from all over the country to support us in London, and we could see the beginnings of a really big national campaign, and that there were more than just four people in Liverpool who were affected by this. This was a national problem. And it needed to be raised, and people in the British public needed to be shown that British people were having their human rights abused by this government. It's not just people that come over here and claim asylum, it's British people too. I don't have the right to marry my partner who's from Iraq, from Kurdistan. He could be deported any day. So we aim to raise our campaign, the interest in it, through the media. I said, now we're over 60 members, and we're no longer four scared people sitting there thinking, what are we going to do next? When will our partners be taken? When will our children, when will we have to explain to our children, your dad's gone, your mother's gone, you might never see them again? That's the reality of it. So, since we've started, we've had some fantastic successes. We've set up a web group, and people have started joining that. And some people have won their appeals now, which is fantastic. We've had three appeals that have been won, and people have won their status. And that's fantastic. But most recently, we had another success in Liverpool. One of our members, her partner, was arrested at a dawn raid at their house while their children were getting ready for school. He was taken off to a convict removal centre, and they have tried to remove him from the UK three times. I'm really glad to say we fought back with the help from Emma at the NCADC, and we stopped that. And he's still here now, and he's fighting for his status. And Lisa's going to say a little bit about the campaign how we did that in a bit. But what I want to just say is, what can we do next? How do we carry on fighting? Well, we want to just raise our campaign, the profile of it. Thanks for listening to us. We have a website, and if you go onto the NCADC, our contact details are on there. If you, any of you out there today are facing separation, got the same problems as us, our contact details are on that website. Get in touch with us, get in touch with the National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns, and join us. The more people that join our campaign, unite our voices together, the stronger we will be. Thank you very much, and thanks, I'd like to say as well, thanks for all the support that we've had from Emma Jim and the National Coalition of Anti-Deportation Campaigns. We couldn't have set up this campaign without their help and support. So I'd just like to ask Lisa to come over and just say a few words about how, with Brides Without Borders and our campaign, we fought back. Thank you very much. Yeah.